12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
Indeed. And what's on your bucket list, huh? For summer, we say hi to Nick Nerbon from Pure Michigan. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. We've got a little bit of a rain system coming through the last couple of days, but we can look ahead to some summer weather truly the next week or so.
That's a fact. So you dove into Lake Michigan over the weekend. What were you thinking?
Oh no, come on. I try to get in the water Memorial Day weekend every year, and I didn't dive in this year because it was a little cooler leading up to Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And so this past weekend, Bubby and I, our 15-pound little terrier, our dachshund mix, we went over to Hoffmaster State Park.
Yeah.
And we said, look, I'm going in, and it was actually quite refreshing.
Oh my.
It was slightly brisk. I mean, it wasn't cold. It is not. It's warming up nicely in the shallow areas along the lakeshore. And I think that after this hot weather we have now and currently coming in, it should be quite comfortable over the next few days.
Oh, I just want to go swimming so bad. You have no idea. So let's talk about a summer bucket list for people in the state of Michigan.
Well, as we head into summer officially, 10:42 p.m. is the summer solstice coming up Friday night. So this weekend is the first full day of summer on Saturday. It's time to think about what we want to do around the state that maybe we haven't done before. One of the first things, it's still on my list. This is like Mack Woods Dune Rides and the Saugatuck Dune Rides. I have never been on those dune rides. I spoke with our partner Scott over at the Silver Lake Sand Dunes Visitors Bureau. I'm coming over there to do that this year. Have you been?
No, I have not. I have not done that.
It's a great family activity. They have these big open-air vehicles that you ride along, and they go up and down over the dunes. I've been out on Silver Lake Sand Dunes in an ORV. That was a lot of fun. There are ORV rentals up in the area. You can take it out as a couple or as a family. They have all different kinds of ORVs that you can rent in the area and drive right out on the dunes. But I love the idea of a family activity where someone else does the driving and you enjoy the view.
Very, very cool. Have you ever paddled a Michigan waterway?
Many of them. I love paddling, and it's such a fun thing to do. This year at our Pre-Michigan Governor's Conference on Tourism, the Chain of Lakes water trail was named a Pure Michigan designated trail. And have you ever heard the term water trail?
No.
So it's really an official kind of trail. It's generally a waterway that can be either still water or a river that includes a put in point and a takeout point. And so it, between those two points is the water trail. The Chain of Lakes water trail up in Antrim County goes from Ellsworth all the way to Elk Rapids on the shores of East Grand Traverse Bay. There are 12 lakes, and it's a 100-mile paddle. So you can stop in town, downtowns like Bel Air, and go to Schwartz Brewing and have lunch.
Oh, wow.
Or you can stay overnight at a bed and breakfast all along this multi-hour or multi-day paddling experience. So many of those to do in Michigan.
I love it. When's the last time you've been camping?
I camp a lot. I camped over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh,
Emma and I took Bubby up, and we camped up near Traverse City in a small state forest campground. We love to camp. And there's 103 state parks around the state that have incredible camping experiences. But there's also glamping. For those that aren't really thrilled about sleeping in a tent or sleeping close to the ground, you get a little more of a luxury, more comfort-based type experience. There are all kinds of really unique places, including one in Benza County that has these clear geodesic half domes.
Oh,
so you're sleeping underneath the forest, but you're sleeping in the comfort of an indoor space.
Oh, that would be awesome. I would love that. You wrote on here for a bucket list, take a mountain adventure. Where are you supposed to do that in the state of Michigan, my friend?
Well, we actually have some of the oldest mountains in the world in Michigan. It's kind of a little known fact among a lot of people, the Porcupine Mountains, the Huron Mountains. Up in Keweenaw Peninsula, way up at the very tip of the UP, is Brockway Mountain. And there are some of the best mountain biking trails in the entire Midwest are located there. There's amazing hiking, even a scenic drive. So the Keweenaw Peninsula has Mount Bohemia, which was voted the number one skier in North America a couple years ago. There is all kinds of mountain activities in the summer. And by the way, quietly and secretly, some of the really best beaches in the state as well.
Ooh.
Obviously, Lake Superior can be a little chilly at times, but a fantastic place to explore. I love the Keweenaw Peninsula. I can't wait to get back.
Who knew? And, of course, you can take a tour of the beach towns. What is the West Michigan Pike?
So the West Michigan Pike is one of the oldest tourism roads in the country. It was one of the first tourist roads in the Midwest, and it was designed more than just transportation and commercial activity, which is what the first roads were. Like the first roads obviously date back to Native Americans who were using those for commerce and for transportation between settlements. And then as the European settlement grew in Michigan, the first roads were horses and buggies. And then eventually when cars came along, people said, look, I might actually use this vehicle that I can now, it expands my range. I can go further from home. And the West Michigan Pike was a road that was traveling from Chicago and eventually went all the way to Manistee. And it really is still there, like the Red Arrow Highway and all the way up through the, I mean, you can go right through along the coast by Manistee State Park, or excuse me, Muskegon State Park and up through Whitehall. All those little lakefront communities are on the West Michigan Pike. And it's also a beautiful fall road trip, too.
Very cool. And, of course, when you're doing that, some of the places have lighthouses that you can visit as well.
Well, that's the thing is here in West Michigan, we have some of the best lighthouses on the Great Lakes. I mean, if you think about Grand Haven and Holland, so many gorgeous lighthouses all up and down the coastline. I love Point Betsy up by Frankfort. It's one of my personal favorites. Got a lot of family connections to that area. And so that's one of the, my favorite lighthouses. But we have the most lighthouses of any state, about 120 lighthouses. And by the way, National Lighthouse Day, August 7th.
Ah, I love that. And you put one more thing on here, which I love. Eat fresh, support local, which is so easy to do with the farmers markets and whatnot. It's a fun thing to do. See if you can eat local and eat fresh for a whole day. That's a fun thing to do with the kids. I love that.
Absolutely. I tell you, there's so many wonderful experiences that go along with that, like picking blueberries in West Michigan, picking cherries if you're up north, and then as the fall season comes in, picking apples. So you can actually participate in eating local, too.
I love it. This is great. Lots of things to do on the Pure Michigan Bucket List. You and I will talk next week, all right?
That sounds great. And by the way, you can find this article on Michigan.org and many more ideas for summer travel.
Wonderful. I will put a link to that in the podcast. Thank you, Nick Nurbon. We'll talk next week. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. Coming up, we'll check in with our charter captain, Brian Moe, for another WGHN boating and fishing report. But since we were talking about a summer bucket list and tomorrow,